I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
In the book of John, chapter number 18, look at verse number 33. This is Jesus speaking here, and he's talking to Pilate. So much of the important words that are spoken right here, but I'm going to zero in on one phrase, but I want to give you the context. So here is Pilate in verse 33. He says, Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned, this is from the NIV, verse number 33, summoned Jesus and asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Verse 34, is that your own idea, Jesus asked, or did you talk did others talk to you about me? I love the way this reads. Did others talk to you about, did you get that firsthand or did you get it on social media? Verse 35, I am a Jew, Pilate replied. It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you've done? And this is the statement, verse 36. Jesus said, and I want you to get this, my kingdom is not of this world. I love how Jesus, you know, sometime when they ask him questions, and he just took the conversation in the direction he wanted it to go. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, notice this, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. Verse 37, you are a king then, Pilate said. Jesus answered, you're right in saying that I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. That's powerful, isn't it? And then from last week's verse of scripture to share with you from John 16, in verse number 7, Jesus again speaking here to his disciples said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. There it is. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, this is what he's going to do, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. Howbeit, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, what's he going to do? He will guide you into all truth. And we'll stop right there and say to you, that isn't just all religious or spiritual truth. That is all truth. All wisdom comes from God. So in the world that we're living in today, how many of you believe that leaders could use some all truth from Jesus Christ? And all of us need some all truth. All truth. He will guide you into all truth. This is what the Amplified Version says, the whole, full truth. For he shall not speak of his own or under his own authority, but whatsoever he tells me or what I hear from the Father, I will say it unto you, declare these things. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Because tonight I want to speak to you about, in this second part of living spirit-filled in the last days, and the focus is upon what the Holy Spirit is going to do. And of course, he hasn't changed what he's doing from the perspective of his characteristics since the dawn of time, as we would know it in the Genesis of time. He was here before time. But what I want to emphasize to you is what how and what we should be doing to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit, not just so we can talk in tongues and say, I speak in tongues, I'm baptized, but what is he doing in our life to be able to bring us on a daily basis in leading us, specifically in this lesson, leading us and guiding us into all truth and showing us things to come. So important, because the Bible says, and this is so important because I've watched and you have too, as Christians have retreated in fear over the past 18, 19 months in many cases. And it is so critical that we maintain what Jesus said for us to do in Matthew 5 and 13. He said, you are the salt of the earth. You take the salt out of it, and my friends, it collapses on itself. The salt and the light, that's what believers, Christians, the church is supposed to be. So because God has given to us, according to the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he's given us a sound mind. He's given us not the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's the operation of the Holy Spirit, keeping our mind sound, if you will, to help us to think clearly and to be able to think correctly in these last days, because there's so many messages coming at us, so much, let me say it like this, that is influencing our opinions and our thoughts. That's the reason why you must be a principled person. If you do not live your life by principle, then everything and anything can blow you around, tell you what you should be thinking and how you should think, and the next thing you know, you'll migrate toward whatever feels good. And you're completely out of faith. I almost want to close it up right there, have a word of prayer, and go to the house, right? Because that right there is critical, because here's what 2 Timothy 3 and 1, and the emphasis of this. He says, in the last days, perilous times, fearful times, perilous times will come. That literally means this. It literally means something that is difficult, dangerous, or filled with risk. That's the times we're living in. And this is a prophetic warning from 2 Timothy chapter number 3 to let us know that those that live in those last days not only will see what's taking place and be confronted by the risk and the danger and all that's taking place, but it would be one of the most, if not the most difficult time for the church, because that period of time will be like a time, the Bible says, as it approached the tribulation time, will be a time like people and mankind has never seen before. We will be faced with difficult, dangerous risk on a daily basis. How many of you would agree? I think we're there. So living in the last days, spirit-filled, requires a greater sensitivity to the operation of the Holy Spirit in our life. You don't just turn him on Sunday and then turn him off on Monday. I promise you, you need him as much on Tuesday as you did in that Sunday morning service. Romans 8 and 14 says, lets us know that we have the privilege of being a son of God. And what is the privilege on the backside of that? The privilege is this. He says, those that are the children or the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So how can I know if somebody's a son or a daughter of God? If they are led by the Spirit of God. Now, not led or drug kicking and screaming, but led, willingly allowing yourself to be led by the Spirit of God. That's not easy. You know why? Because God gave us all a will. Let me try that on again. God gave us all a will. And you can choose, and it is the most dangerous thing that God has given to us, because we actually can have the will to choose to do something against the will of God. Now, here's what you need to know, and this is what all leaders around the world need to know. His kingdom is coming, whether you like it or not. Well, you know, the election is going to be, I don't care. Whenever the Lord says his kingdom is going to sit down on this earth, He's not going to be waiting until the 24 election or until the 2030s when we go off fossil fuels and all. Whenever the timing is right, in the fullness of time, God has sent his son to the earth. So in the fullness, when God says it's enough, he's going to say to his son, Jesus, go get the bride. And nothing and no one is going to hinder that. That's the reason why it's so important that we're led by the Spirit. Because when he comes, those that are spirit-filled, those that have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them are going to be, the Bible says, quickened. The Holy Spirit, one of the titles, is the quickening spirit. What is it that gets those people that are laying in the grave, up out of the grave? It is the fact that they were sown with the Spirit of God on the inside of them. And only those who have that quickening spirit are going to be raised from the dead and raptured off of this earth. Now follow what I'm about to tell you, because this word led here literally translates as someone, watch this, get a picture of the person of the Holy Spirit doing this to you on a daily basis. Someone who extends his hand to you so that he can gently lead you. That's the Holy Spirit. Every day, he is reaching his hand out to gently lead you, to gently lead you. Not to force you, not to coerce you, not to manipulate you, but to gently lead you. And the more sensitive you are to the Holy Spirit, the more he will lead you. Are you with me? In these last days, we must be led by the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit will only lead us if we allow him to lead us. There's that will. He knew exactly how to lead us past and has, and you know it, past every attack that has come our way. There are some attacks that were coming against your life that you never even knew were happening because the Spirit of God led you in a different direction. Boy, somebody ought to throw their hand up and thank God for what I almost. You know what I'm talking about? But the Spirit of God led me in a different direction. Jesus said part of the job of the Holy Spirit in operation right now is that he would not only lead you and guide you into all truth. That alone is an entire message all by itself. Because truth, according to the book of Isaiah, has fallen in the streets today. It's at a place where you can't hardly trust people's word for nothing. Look what the Holy Spirit said he would do. He would lead us and guide us into all truth, and he would show us, or shew us, S-H-E-W, shew us things to come. Now that right there is powerful for us. Because here's what that literally means. Listen to this. If you think him reaching out to you on a daily basis and gently leading you is one thing to be led, here's what the word show means, or shoe. It means this: a guide who shows you, a traveler, the safest course through an unknown country. I don't know how much you would pay for a guide to take you through a country you don't know anything about, but they know how to get through it. But I'm just telling you, when you placed your life in the hands of Jesus Christ, you got the Holy Spirit now leading you through this country that you don't know what to do and how to do. You don't know, should I or shouldn't I? And the Holy Spirit every day is taking the traveler on a path that he knows where to go.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.